In this episode, we are talking about podcast directories and where you should list your show so that you can get into as many ears as possible. Welcome to Podcasting Tips and Tricks with Lyndall Harris, a show sharing quick, actionable tips, tricks, and advice to help you on your podcasting journey. Hello and welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Lyndall Harris, and this podcast is brought to you by Podcast VA. At Podcast VA, we help podcasters make the journey easier by offering a variety of done-for-you services as well as training. Now, before we jump into today's topic, I want to let you know about a really fantastic active Facebook group that I run for podcasters called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative. It's a group for new podcasters or people thinking about launching their show, right through to seasoned podcasters. And it's a place for you to connect, learn, and share as you go along the journey. So I'd love it if you'd like to head over there and join. It's called the Australian Podcasters Collaborative. Now on to today's episode, a list of all the podcast directories. So when it comes to podcast directories, there's the obvious big four. There's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. And these four are the ones that you really do need to have your shows on. But there are also a whole lot of other ones. And I see this conversation come up in the Facebook group where people do just put their shows on sort of the two or three or four main ones, and they're not putting it everywhere else. So today I'm going to run through a list, and I will have links to them all in the show notes, and you can add your show there. And at the end of the day, it doesn't cost you anything to put your podcast onto these directories, so you may as well add your show there so you can reach as many ears as possible. Now, before we get into the list, you will find that a number of these directories pull the data from Apple Podcasts. So you may well find that you are already on there, but you can also sign up and take ownership of the show on that directory if you want to get a little bit more details on the stats and things like that. One thing that you will need to sign up to all of these directories is your RSS feed, which you get in your hosting platform. And once you have that, you can go to all of these different directories and sign up so that your podcast is shown there. As I mentioned, I will have show notes for this episode. If you go to podcastva.com and click on podcast in the menu, you will be able to go to all of the episodes of Podcasting Tips and Tricks, and you'll find the show notes for this episode where there will be links to all of these directories. Now, I'm not going to go into what's offered on each of these. I'm just going to run through the list, and then, as I say, you can find those links and go and add your show there. So here we go. There's Acast, Apple Podcasts, and of course, Apple Podcasts is, we still hear people call it iTunes, but it is the same thing. People use it interchangeably. Audio Burst, Blueberry, Bullhorn, Castbox, Castro, Deezer, Digital Podcast, Google Play Music. Google Play Music is for US and Canada only. Google Podcasts, Himalaya, iHeartRadio, Listen Notes, Overcast, Radio Public, Radio.com, Pandora, Pocket Casts, Podbean, Podcast Addict, Podcast Land, Podcast Republic, Podchaser, Podknife, Plex, Player FM, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. So there is a list of 31 directories that you should be adding your podcast to just so you can get as much reach as possible. And I'm sure there are some other places that you can add them as well. So please feel free to reach out to me if there are any directories I have missed off this list, and I will be sure to add it into the show notes. As I mentioned earlier, all of the links are on the show notes page for these because I know I ran through them very, very quickly and it's a super short episode today. But you can find all of those links. And if you're unsure how to actually get your show onto those, do a Google search, and that you'll usually find instructions on how to get onto each of them if you're not sure. And here I'd like to say a huge thanks to people who take the time to give me reviews and feedback on the show. And this week is a review from the Word Stylist, who I know is Liz Campbell, and she's written a real winner. Really loving the tips you're giving. Podcasting is always a daunting idea for me because of the time factor attached, but with you breaking it down, it's a lot less overwhelming and so much more exciting. Thanks so much. Thank you for that awesome review, Liz. I really appreciate it. That is it for today's episode. It's short and sweet, but I will be back with another interview next week and I look forward to chatting to you then. Until then, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe in your podcatcher so you don't miss an episode. And whilst you're there, I'd love it if you'd leave me a rating and review to help other podcasters.